Well, the impact of the coronavirus is now being felt by the justice system. Fears for the health of jurors and court staff who sit in often packed courtrooms have prompted some states to suspend some hearings. Rhett Burney reports on keeping the wheels of justice turning.
Timothy Sexton is the former boss of the State Opera of South Australia, and he's accused of historical child sex abuse. Last week, his trial got underway in South Australia's District Court in front of a jury of 13. But today, Judge Geraldine Davison ordered the trial be thrown out because of the risk of coronavirus to those sitting in the courtroom.
Trials are listed usually 6 to 10 months out, and suddenly 1 or 2 weeks out from the trial, suddenly for it not to go ahead, isn't fair on the defendants, isn't fair on the victims, isn't fair on the court staff.
That's Craig Caldicott. He's a defence lawyer in Adelaide and a member of SA's Law Society.
I've heard plans that they will try to do as many cases via AVL, which is via video links or by phone hookups. They will probably go ahead administratively without having lawyers or defendants present.
And Craig Caldicott says that'll be difficult because in South Australia's case, there aren't enough video links. Timothy Sexton is on bail and his case will still be heard, but no one knows when. His was one of two cases abandoned today in SA. In the other, it was jurors who made the call. Fears over the spread of COVID-19 have seen other states and territories also take action. In Victoria, jury selection has been suspended from today until further notice. Daniel Gervich, QC, is chair of the Victorian Bar.
All new trials have been suspended for the short term, and that means that all of those accused people are having their cases adjourned for an indefinite period, so they either remain in jail or remain on bail.
Daniel Gervich QC says the move is the right one given the health emergency, but it's without a doubt that it'll cause case backlogs, at the very least in Victoria, and courts will need to get creative to keep the wheels of justice turning, including the potential of recording witness evidence.
Once we've returned to some sort of normality and can impanel a jury, that video can simply be played to the jury.
Do you think that there's going to be some potential that we could see like a virtual courtroom where everyone's dialed into some sort of closed circuit TV?
Well, until recently I thought we were a long way from that, certainly with respect to jury trials, and I think we still are. But the other types of hearings that don't involve juries, which are determined by a judge alone, those matters do have the capacity of being conducted in a virtual way.
That report from Rhett Burney.